Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Yes, please come forward and kiss the ring. It's good to continue to be with you, especially we get a chance to have our good friend Rich Galen back on the show. Rich has been hanging out with us now for more than 13 years. He's a political operative of the Republican persuasion, spins to the right. His cyber column, Mullings.com, has new stuff up twice weekly, and he's our good friend Rich Galen. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, my friend.
It's good to have you back. So I want you to, this segment, I want to talk about the Democrats.
Okay.
Here's what's interesting to me, the most interesting to me about the Democrats is part of it is what's going on right now. I mean, Bernie has won 5 of the last 6 states, hasn't he?
Yes, but and
why isn't that news?
Oh, no, it is news. It's just sub-news because the Trump thing is so much more interested because
right.
It's so much more volatile. The only way that Bernie Sanders can be the nominee is if he wins, I forget the current number, 67% of the
voters.
But
why isn't that? Why isn't that the same? Why isn't that a Trump story? That's a Trump-like story.
Well, it's not because Trump
Except
only needs
Trump.
Like 52%. That's not Trump. I mean, that's
but
exactly
saying,
right. You see this.
I mean, even though she's the heir apparent, 5 of 6.
Well, unless the word indicted is attached to Hillary Clinton's name. That's not going to happen. But I'll tell you what people forget is he raised $40 million in February.
Yes,
Bernie.
That's right.
$44 million in March. I mean, and these aren't super PACs. This isn't some
right.
guy in Las Vegas.
$25
writing,
a pop.
Yeah, $27 or $37 at a crack. And so there's two reasons to stay in this thing. One, because you think you can win, or two, and I think this is really it. And he actually said it the other day. It's because he is controlling the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
He makes Hillary talk about the things
he pulls her to the left.
Yes, exactly. So as far as the Republicans are concerned, they should be thrilled
that
Bernie's in this thing, and he's not going. I don't think he's going anywhere.
But the reason I'm saying it's newsworthy is not because he's going to win, but because she is. It's not exposing him as so much as strong as it is exposing her as weak.
And she got cranky last week. She snapped at somebody.
Yeah.
Asked about oil and gas money, and she said, "I'm tired of people lying about my campaign."
I thought they made too big a deal out of that. I would be cranky about that too after a while. I thought good for her for being human, you know. I did that
oh,
part.
You were the one.
That's right. That didn't bother me. So, but there is a double standard in the media for Democrats and Republicans, aren't there? Isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
It's huge.
Oh, absolutely.
They don't even feign it anymore, do they? I mean, it's out there.
No, but, I mean, Jim, we've known this for 100 years. And the rule of thumb that I always use in speeches and lectures is this. How many people played high school basketball? And,
yeah.
Among the guys,
yeah.
A third of the hands go up. Okay, when you were on the road, what happened with a close play under the hoop? Well, it went to the home team. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So were the refs cheating? No, it's just the way it is. If you're on the road, you don't get the close calls. If you're at home, you get the close. The Republicans are always on the road. So a smart
mm-hmm.
coach doesn't sit there and rail
never have
against
a home
the guys.
Game.
Yeah, but you
That's
don't rail against
analogy.
The guys. What you do is you change the game plan and put your best shooters out there and don't let the referees control
here's,
the game.
But here's another thing, though. This is something else, though. If you and I both know, if a Republican had done 3% of what she is alleged to have done. It is alleged to have done 3% of what she's alleged to have done. They wouldn't even be in the race anymore.
Unless their name was Donald Trump.
Well, I don't. Okay, maybe so. That's a good point. But I mean, think about it. I mean, the Democrats are fine with what she's alleged to have done.
Well, I don't know if they're fine about it. I mean, she's only she's not exactly rolling over the Democrats.
Well,
she's not doing well with young people. She's not doing well with young women. I mean, one of the problems she's got. I mean, the best thing for Hillary Clinton is Donald Trump, and there was no question about that. But the But young women don't remember her as the
that's right.
Yeah, as this paragon of mm-hmm. new love. And you know what else? There have been female heads of state in the Western world. I mean, and in the Eastern world.
Right.
Like Golda Meir, I mean,
right,
and Indira Gandhi,
mm-hmm.
Margaret Thatcher. I mean, you go on. The big thing was electing a black man in a Western country, which we have done, and that's a much harder bar to clear,
quickly,
I think, in most people's
quickly,
minds.
Will the FBI bring this to a head by the end of May, you think?
I don't think they will go after her, but I think that maybe her senior staff that better have really good lawyers.
Are you saying the senior staff might take the fall for her?
I don't know about taking the fall, but at some point the Justice Department will lay off because they sort of have an internal rule not to take actions that will affect an election.
Wow. Even if the nominee has violated laws and including national security.
Well, we'll see.
Wow. How about that, folks? Tweetail. We come back, we're going to skewer the Republicans after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.